Obesity. Obesity with hypogonadism. Also morbid obesity. Nodular leprosy with leonine fasces. The acromegalic and hypokeratocystic. The anuretic this year of all years. The spasmodically torticolic. Those with saddle noses. Those with atrophic limbs. And yes, chemists and pure math majors, also those with atrophic necks. Scleroderma adultorum. Them that seep, the serodramatic. Come one, come all, the circular says. The hydrocephalic. The tubescent and cachetic. And anorexic. The brags diseased in their heavy red rinds of flesh. The dermally wine-stained or carbuncular or steatocryptotic or, God forbid, all three. Marinamat syndrome, you say? Come on down. The psoriatic, the eczematically shunned, and the scrofulodermic. Bell-shaped steatopygiacs in your special slacks. Afflictees of pityriasis rosea. It says here, come all ye hateful. Blessed are the poor in body, for they. The leucodermatic, the xanthodontic, the maxillofacially swollen. Those with distorted orbits of all kinds. Get out from under the sun's cove lighting is what this says. Come in out of the spectral rain. The basilisk-breathed and pyoreic. All ye peronic or teratoidal. The phrenologically malformed. The suppuratively lesioned. The endocrinologically malodorous of whatever ilk. Run. Don't walk on down. The acervulus-nosed. The radically ectomied. The morbidly diaphoretic with a hanky in every pocket. The chronically granulomatous. The ones, it says here, the ones the cruel call two baggers. One bag for your head, one bag for the observer's head, in case your bag falls off. The hated and dateless and shunned who keep to the shadows. Those who only undress in front of their pets. The, quote, aesthetically challenged. Leave your lazarettes and oubliettes, I'm reading this right here, your closets and cellars and TP tableau. Find nurturing and support, and the inner resources to face your own unblinking sight, is what this goes on to say, a bit overheatedly, maybe. It is not ours to say. It says here, hugs, not uggs. It says, come don the veil of the type and token. Come learn to love what's hidden inside, to hold and cherish. The almost unbelievably thick-ankled, the kyphotic and lordotic, the irredeemably cellulitic. It says, progress, not perfection. It says, never perfection. The fatally pulchritudinous, welcome. The actinizing, side by side with the medusoid, the papule, the macular, the albinic. Medusas and odalisks both come find common ground. All meeting rooms windowless. That's in italics. All meeting rooms windowless. Nor are excluded the utterly noseless, nor the hideously wall and cross-eyed, nor either the argotic of St. Antony, the leprous, the varicella formerly eruptive, or the sarcomate of Kaposi. The multiple amputee, the prosthetically malmatched, the snaggle-toothed, waddled, weak-chinned, and walrus-cheeked, the palate-clefted, the really large-pored, the excessively, but not necessarily lycanthropically hirsute, the pin-headed, the convulsively teretic, the Parkinsonally tremulous, the stunted and gnarled, the teratoid of overall visage, the twisted and hunched and humped and halitotic, the in any way asymmetrical, the rodential and saurine and equine-looking, the tri-nostriled, the invaginate of mouth and eye, those with dark loose bags under their eyes that hang halfway down their faces, those with Cushing's disease, those who look like they have Down syndrome, even though they don't have Down syndrome. You decide. You be the judge. It says you are welcome, regardless of severity. Severity is in the eye of the sufferer, it says. Pain is pain. Crow's feet. Birthmark. Rhinoplasty that didn't take. Mole. Overbite. A bad hair year.